2 hours, but for now it's around about time that we get to fly on a jet plane and explore some fascinating part of the world. And this week on the Late Night Show, we're touring around some gorgeous European cities. This morning we find ourselves in Paris, of course, France's capital. Now, it's a major European city and a global center for art, fashion, gastronomy, and culture. Its 19th century cityscape is crisscrossed by wide boulevards and the river Seine. Beyond such landmarks as the Eiffel Tower, of course, that one being the big one, and the 12th century Gothic Notre Dame Cathedral, the city is known for its cafe culture and designer boutiques along Rue de Faubourg. I'm probably mispronouncing this. I'm very bad at French. I didn't have it as a subject back in university. But joining us on the line to talk us through all the wonder that is Paris, France, is Paula Henderson. Good morning to you, Paula.
Hello, everybody.
Thanks so much for joining us on the show. I'm quite excited because, like I just mentioned, Paris, France being one of those tourist destinations that tends to be on the top of the list for many people.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Let's talk about it, and let's talk about why this is a city that has such massive appeal. What is so great about Paris, France?
It's a combination of different things, from the beauty of architecture and the boulevards that you mentioned, to lots of parks and the cafe culture. I think that's the big draw. There is a certain vibe that perhaps not every city has.
And would you say when it comes to tourist culture that it is accommodating to tourists? Because many cities can be quite conservative in the way that they navigate tourists in their spaces, but it seems like Paris being quite welcoming.
I think it's quite welcoming, and it's getting even better at it. In the past, I've heard that some people have had troubles if they don't speak French. In some cities, it might be easier to speak English, but that certainly has changed in Paris in recent years, and it's continuing to change. Lots of staff, people working at some of the major attractions can easily communicate with tourists from many places.
Mm. And when would you say is the best time to visit Paris? What time of the year? What season? And then, of course, the other question is, what time is it the busiest and the most full with tourists?
The busiest time by far is August. That's when Parisians are on vacation and are replaced by visitors to the city. But now we are past that point. Early fall is good, as long as the weather is still nice. My favorite time of year in Paris is definitely spring, starting in late March. Lots of flowers in all the parks. The weather is nice. The cafes are, you know, ready for everybody. It's a really beautiful time to visit.
And then when it comes to the cost, of course, traveling in Europe for South Africans tends to be a bit pricier. But what's the cost of living in Paris? And are things expensive for people visiting the city?
Paris can be expensive. I can't deny that. I live within the city limits, and it's certainly more expensive than on the outskirts. But if you can, if you do your research, you can survive here on the budget, whether you live here or when you visit. Things like, you know, getting a baguette and going to a park to do a picnic for lunch instead of going out to a restaurant, that will save you some money. It's also a really nice Parisian, very Parisian experience.
Mm. Talking about those Parisian experiences, you mentioned one, and it's something we often see in movies or in ads, and it really gives you the feel of visiting Paris. What are some of the other things one can do that isn't that pricey or expensive?
The number one thing I recommend to everybody, and this is something I do whenever I have a chance, is simply walk around the city. The city was designed for walking. The French word for that is flâneur. And you can walk around for hours. It doesn't cost you anything. Stop in a bakery, get a croissant, get something like that, just for the road. Walk around, get lost in some of the little alleys, discover the city. That's the number one thing. And you will feel the vibe. You will feel the energy of the city. So that's the first thing you should do. The city is very walkable. It's also compact, so you can cover a lot of ground in one day.
Mm. And of course, when we see images of Paris and France and the Eiffel Tower, it gives us a sense of romance. And many people plan their holidays, and many people get engaged in the city. I imagine it's fantastic if you are traveling with a partner, a romantic partner, and you get to do all these romantic things like watch the Eiffel Tower, stroll the streets, and of course have a picnic.
Oh, absolutely. Not just in the movies. I can't say this happens every day for everybody who lives in the city. Not every evening is a sunset walk by the Seine, but you can certainly do that. You know, cross the bridges at sunset. Look at the Eiffel Tower in the background. Look at some of the beautiful architecture on the water. Absolutely. Recently, just a few months ago, a new park opened along the boulevards of the river. It used to be just an expressway. Right now, it's Parc Rive de Seine, and it's a riverside promenade. You can stroll, you can do some sports, you can enjoy a picnic, you can sit down, grab a blanket. It's the length of it is over 2 kilometers, and it takes you from, along with some of the other routes along the way, it can take you all the way from Bastille to the Eiffel Tower. So if you want to walk with your significant other at sunset or sunrise, this is a great place to try it.
Mm. Oh, it sounds absolutely magical. But let's quickly talk about things like safety. How safe is the city generally? And then, of course, we can talk about things like petty crime. How common is it, especially if you are taking a stroll with sunset and you are walking around at night to see the fantastic sights and the lights? Is it safe to do that in Paris?
Generally, I would say yes, but just like anywhere, use common sense. For example, if you take the subway, you will hear announcements, automated messages saying, watch out for pickpockets, and you certainly should do that, just like in any big city on any public transportation system. Cafes and restaurants close around 1 in the morning, so if you're out at night, walking home, walking to your apartment or hotel, chances are you will be around other people. That gives you the feeling of safety. Before I moved to Paris, I was a solo traveler here, and I never felt threatened. Of course, there are certain neighborhoods that you might want to avoid at a certain time. But generally, I find Paris to be quite safe. Of course, because of events here in the past couple of years, we still have a state of emergency. You will see a lot of armed patrols on the streets. So that's a common sight these days.
And when it comes to the destinations or the things that one does as a normal tourist, of course, going to check out the Eiffel Tower is on top of that list. But what else is there to see and to do that you would recommend for a tourist coming to Paris for the very first time?
Let me give you a few of my favorite places. As far as the Eiffel Tower, of course, you have to see it. Whether you stand in line to go to the top, it's your choice. But I would say every hour, starting at sunset until about 1 in the morning, the tower illuminates. So you can see all the sparkling lights. It's a really, really beautiful sight. So I would recommend seeing it at least from a distance, but if you get closer, it's really spectacular. Mm. So even if you don't go to the top, this is something to see. As far as museum, of course, everybody knows about the Louvre and seeing Mona Lisa, but my favorite museum is actually the Orsay Museum. It's in an old train station building. It's a gorgeous building. You walk in, you see a huge, huge, very ornate clock there. It's one of the attractions, just as much as the art that's inside. That museum has the biggest Impressionist collection that I know of. So if you like Monet and his contemporaries, this is definitely a place to check out. I believe the first Sunday of each month, it's free. It's a wonderful museum. If you like something else, and again, this is for art lovers, if you like sculpture, then the Rodin Museum, dedicated to the sculpture Auguste Rodin. Thousands of drawings, sculptures, and photos in a beautiful place where he used to have his workshop. So that's, again, sort of in the city center, very easy to get to. What else? My favorite neighborhood is the Marais, and it's in the 3rd and 4th District. It translates as the marsh because this used to be marshland back in the day. It has some of the oldest buildings in Paris, a medieval feel with a small alley, so that's quite opposite from the grand boulevards of from another period. So Marais is great for walking around. It's also really close to the Riverside Park that I mentioned. So go there, lots of cafe life, lots of nightlife is there as well. And I would also recommend, because Paris is compact and there is a very extensive network of trains, you can easily get around the whole city. Don't limit yourself just to the tourist sites. As beautiful as they are, and certainly worth seeing, I would take you to East Paris, to the 19th and 20th neighborhoods, namely to two parks. Parc de Butchemont, it's 61 acres, actually, fifth largest park in the city, created in the late 19th century. There's an lake, artificial lake, man-made lake. Yeah. There are waterfalls. There's a grotto. There's a suspension bridge designed by none other than Mr. Eiffel of the Eiffel Tower fame. It's a beautiful, beautiful park, and it's off the tourist track. So if you want to go to Paris, relax, especially if you visit in spring, this is a wonderful place to see. And nearby, Parc de Belleville, in the Belleville area, is my little secret. Whenever I have visitors to town, I bring them there because it's on a hill and you can get a beautiful view of the city, very much the same kind of view you would get from Montmartre, except you don't get the crowds. So that's the one, Parc de Belleville. I would say take the train to the 20th district. It will take you just a few minutes and it's really worth it.
Talking about the train and the metro stations, I imagine it is a more affordable way of commuting between destinations, and it's also safe, and I assume it also runs very late.
It runs during the week. It runs until just after midnight, 12:30, sometimes 1 o'clock. 1 hour later on weekends, you can get 10 tickets. It's a carnet. You get this bundle of tickets, so that's very, very good if you plan to take the metro more than walk. But I say combine those two to see the city. I feel generally safe on the metro, but again, look out for pickpockets. Mm.
And of course, some people do travel with their kids. What would you suggest people who are traveling to Paris with kids? What should they be aware of, and what should they put on their bucket list?
When my niece came to visit, she was not used to walking quite as much. So I would say step by step, really. Take them to a park. Don't make them walk too much. There's, of course, Disney in the Paris area. Mm. Big attractions. Lots of people go there. I see them on the train all the time. In the city, there's lots of parks. In the Tuileries Garden, there's a whole setup for full children. Lots of things they can do outdoors, like a playground. So I would say that. And of course, they might like the crepes from street vendors. Mm. Chocolate crepes or strawberry crepes.
my mouth's actually watering. But when it comes to food, of course, Paris also being famous for the mouth-watering delicacies that one can get there. If one is planning to go to a nice restaurant one of the evenings, if you are in Paris, would you recommend booking, or is it a case of you can just walk into a restaurant or you can walk into a store and you don't have to worry about not getting a seat?
And on weekends, actually starting from Thursday night, you might have trouble getting a seat if places take reservations, because restaurants here generally tend to be on the smaller side. I would say if there is the possibility to book a table, do that, definitely. But very often, if you don't get a seat at one place, you can just go a few doors down and find another place. That's always your plan B. But I would recommend getting reservations if you can. And also keep in mind one thing. For example, if a restaurant closes at 10:30 in the evening, last seating will probably be an hour earlier. So if you show up at 10 o'clock, you will probably not get a seat at all.
Let's talk about those who are a bit more social and more interested in the party life or the nightlife. Let's talk about what's to offer for them in Paris. I'm talking obviously about the generally more younger folk who wants to go clubbing and wants to experience that side of Paris at night.
Yes, it's not very much my thing. However, I can tell you that in East Paris, on Oberkampf, Rue Oberkampf, on that street, there's lots of nightlife. Also, in the neighborhood I mentioned before, in the Marais, you can certainly do that. And later this month, there's actually a techno parade in Paris. So if somebody's coming and likes that kind of music, you can do that. During the summer, there are lots of free events. Outdoors, lots of big festivals, definitely lots of nightlife. And also in the area around Bastille, lots of bars, lots of nightlife. Just a great place to walk around and just go from one bar to another and just find what you like.
We just got a question in asking about what the city is like in December over the festive Christmas period. I assume there's also a lot of tourists and travelers visiting the city.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful time to visit. Paris generally has mild winters, so if you don't like snow, this is not a bad place to visit in winter. But you still get all the holiday markets. And just think of, those chestnuts, crepes and mulled wine. Several big and small holiday markets are around the city for several weeks. So absolutely come over. And because of the mild climate, you will still be able to experience the cafe culture, sit outside. Terraces are generally heated. So definitely, definitely a great time to visit. My first time in Paris 10 years ago was in December, and that was enough to make me fall in love with the city.
And then before I say goodbye, I have to ask, we did speak about the French locals and the waiters equipping themselves with actually speaking English. What are some of the French phrases you can quickly teach me that would be very helpful for a first-time visitor to Paris? If you could just teach me a few, that would be fantastic.
Okay. By day, I teach English, but let me try. Well, first of all, French people are very particular about saying hello. Every time you walk into a restaurant, cafe, bakery, anywhere, do not forget your bonjour or after 6 p.m. your bonsoir. Without that, I don't think you'll get any business. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but never forget about your bonjour and bonsoir. When you when you leave a place and it's still morning or early afternoon, just wish them a good day. Just say bonne journée. And in the evening, bonne soirée. Very important. As far as restaurants, l'addition, s'il vous plaît. I'd like the bill, please, or the check, please. Just because of the laid-back vibe of the cafe culture, you will not be handed a check. This surprises a lot of visitors from, especially North America. You have to ask for your check. It will not be given to you. So l'addition, s'il vous plaît, always helps. Even if you don't learn longer phrases, but you just say the word you need to say, for example, the menu, la carte, and followed by s'il vous plaît, you'll be just fine.
So the basic, it would be good to skill yourself in the basic greeting and the sort of the conversations one will have in a restaurant setting, because it just makes the restaurant and the waiters that much more friendlier. I assume they're already friendly from what I'm getting from our conversation.
Yeah, there's a whole urban myth about French waiters, especially Parisian waiters. not being very friendly or outgoing. However, that's not been my experience. I usually have a very good experience. But then again, I try my best French, so that's definitely my advice. Just a few words will take you far.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you this morning. Thanks so much for joining us and giving us an even bigger taste of Paris. I definitely am bumping up Paris as one of the top destinations on my travel bucket list. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Paula.
Thanks so much for having me. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. I'll work on that.
Great.